From Hollywood, California, we bring you the Mayor of the Town, starring Lionel Barrymore. But first, we have an important announcement to make. The Bob Byrne Show will be heard tomorrow night over another network. Please consult your local newspaper.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of Rinsco are proud to present the Mayor of the Town, starring Lionel Barrymore. Well, all you ladies who took your Uncle Harlow's advice to try the new Rinso were pleased, I'll bet. Did you notice how just a little Rinso kept those soapy rich suds rolling up in the tub? Did you notice how they get out more dirt so that your clothes came out that famous Rinso white? Yes, our new soapy rich Rinso is going over with a bang, especially with you ladies who have extra dirty wartime washes. You see, this new Rinso gets out more dirt. Yes, it gets out more dirt. Now, as for those of you who haven't tried it yet, don't forget that the Rinso now on your grocer's shelves is the new Rinso. It comes in the same familiar package, and it's the best Rinso we've ever made. Try it soon. And now, the Mayor of the Town, starring Lionel Barrymore.
Took your time getting down this morning.
Are there any pancakes?
There's cornmeal mush.
Ah.
Drink your fruit juice.
You know I don't like grapefruit juice.
I've been reading in the papers that it's the fruit of the commandos. Don't you want to be like a commando?
I think I'm a little beyond that stage. Oh, well, give it to me.
Oh, yes. Dr. Case phoned a little while ago. He said he was coming over to your office to talk to you about Janie Williams.
Can't I have any cream on my mush?
Cream in these times? You're the mayor and you have to set an example. That's skim milk.
Pale anemic stuff. But what's the matter with Janie?
Well, he didn't say anything was. Just said he wanted to talk to you about her. But if you ask me, I think it's the most pathetic thing I ever heard of. Her having a baby and her husband already dead in the war. You know, sometimes I shut my eyes and I can see Tom Williams standing in that doorway, plain.
Yeah, Marilla, so can I. Is there any jam for the toast?
I donated all I had to the Christmas boxes for overseas. This is war, Mayor.
Yeah.
Besides, it's time you went on a diet. You're getting too fat.
I'm not fat.
Looked in the mirror lately?
Well, a few curves never hurt anyone. Wouldn't hurt you, as a matter of fact.
Don't be malicious.
Well, so long, Marilla. See you later.
But you haven't finished your mush.
Well, on second thoughts, maybe you're right. I should go on a diet. Good morning, Walter. You got a couple of donuts and some coffee? I'm hungry.
Bet I have, Mayor. What's the matter? No breakfast?
Well, there are two opinions about that, mine and Merle's.
Oh, Mayor, I'm glad I saw you through the window. I've been looking all over for you.
What's wrong, Milton?
Janie disappeared.
Janie? Janie Williams? Disappeared? What are you talking about?
Well, I just left her house. Her mother's in hysterics. She left a note saying she was going away where no one could find her.
Why? What happened?
Well, I told her last night that she couldn't have her baby. That she didn't have the strength and vitality. By some miracle she was able to, it would kill her.
What'd she say?
Well, she just wouldn't believe it. She was pretty upset. I expected that, but I didn't expect her to take matters in her own hands like this and run away.
No, of course.
After all, I'm her doctor and I'm responsible for her care. She has to stay where I can watch her. Have you any idea where she might have gone? You've got to find her.
I don't know. There are several places she and Tom used to like. I'll see what I can do.
No, I'm going with you.
No. If you want my help, you'll have to let me do it alone. I don't want Janie running away from me, too.
Very well. Have it your own way. I'll wait in my office for a word from you. Mrs. Miller's in a bad state of collapse over this.
All right, Milton, I'll see what I can do. I'll start right out looking for her now. Somehow, I don't think she's gone very far. Janie never was much for traveling.
Will you hurry?
You sure she can't have the baby?
As sure as I know anything in the world. If she has that child, it will kill her.
Oh, poor little Janie. If you'd seen her and young Tom in my study pleading to get married, saying we've got a right to some happiness. You know, Milton, this child meant a lot to her. No wonder she ran away. Well, I'll try and find it. Hello, Janie.
Mayor, what are you doing out here at Windy Point?
Looking for you.
Oh.
Shall we go for a walk? That's where you were starting, wasn't it?
Yes, I came out here to stay with Mrs. McKinney for a while. She promised not to tell anyone.
Here, give me your arm.
Oh, that's a nice, snug feeling.
Ann and I used to like to walk out here after a snowstorm. Sometimes I come out here now and walk all by myself. It brings it closer somehow.
Someday I'll bring my son out here and we'll build a snow fort. And the biggest snowman you ever saw to defend it. I've been thinking about that all morning.
I used to build a pretty good snowman myself. Remember the one Tom and you and I built in the front yard a few years ago?
Yeah.
Marilla wouldn't speak to any of us for a week.
Yeah, I was 12 then.
Heavens. Was it that long ago?
Uh-huh.
I thought it was just a winter or so back.
You know, I have the loveliest feeling all the time. I keep wanting to laugh and run up to people I've never seen before and say, I'm going to have a baby. I'm going to have a baby. I think I'm prouder of those words than any I've ever been able to say. And every day since the first day I knew about it, I've sat for a while and just thought about my son. How he'd have eyes and hair and laugh like his father. And he'd be so beautiful, it would be unbelievable. You laugh at me, but I've been practicing lullabies and nursery rhymes. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. Sometimes I shut my eyes and I see my son trudging off to school, all scrubbed and shiny. Coming in at night, dirty and torn, with his hair down in his eyes for me to push back. And I practice scolding. Of course, you have to have scoldings, you know. Just look at the mud you've tracked in here. I never saw such a boy. That's what I'll say to him. But to the neighbors, I'll say, did you hear what my boy Tom did in school today? Well?
Oh, Janie, don't, Janie.
Don't say what you've come here to say.
I must say it, Janie. You can't have this baby, much as it means to you. Now you can't have it.
Don't say that. You can't say it. You don't know what it means to me. You don't know what it is to lie in the dark night after night, killing your heart. Don't cry like this. Stop looking back. Sometimes I go over to the window. The shadows would move under the elm where Tom used to stand, throw pebbles against it. And my heart would stop. And I'd call his name, but nothing would move but the shadows. There's nothing anywhere now for me but shadows.
Janie, I thought you'd gotten over that.
And then I'd turn back to the room and I'd think, I'll have this son. I'll have him again, this son.
Janie, listen to me. I know what you're going through. And the only thing I can say to you is that it's all part of living.
Do you think that helps? How much do you think I can stand? I lost him and you said I had to bear that. You said my consolation must be my child. Well, I tried to make it that. God can't cheat me now.
Janie, much as we'd like to, we can't bargain with God. We can't say I'll bear this if you'll give me that.
I can't lose it. Not this child. Don't you understand? There was a man I loved. And there were words said between us. And there was an entire world for the two of us alone. And now, the man is dead, and the world is gone. And all that's left is what I remember. And this son who will smile the way he smiled and reach out his arms to me.
Jamie, you're just torturing yourself. I'm asking you to face a bitter truth. I know that, but it must be faced.
How can you ask me to face it when you know what it means to me? How can you ask me to accept defeat when you pride yourself on being a fighter? Well?
Well, your life is in the balance, that's why.
And so is my faith, and the rest of my life. Knowing that, I'll take the risk.
Oh, Jamie, Jamie.
I want you to help me. I want you to go back to town and not tell them where I am. I'm going to fight this out. I'm going to have this baby.
Janie, I sympathize with you, but your doctor is giving you advice, and I feel his opinion should be respected. And your mother agrees with him, too, Janie.
Well, if you won't help me, I'll run away again. I'll go someplace nobody will ever find me.
Ah, now, don't do it.
I want to stay here. The country doctor's been coming over, and Mrs. McKinney knows about the whole thing. I know there's only a chance in 1,000, but I've got to take that chance. And you've got to help me.
Jamie, in all conscience, how can I help you knowing the danger? How can you expect me to?
Because you're the mayor, and you always preach strength and courage. Because you're the mayor and you love a fight. And because you love Tom like a son yourself. Those are the reasons.
All right, Jamie, if that's what you want, I'll do what I can to help you.
Oh,
I won't tell them where you are until you say I can. But don't let me down now. I'll send Marilla out to take care of you a little later on.
Oh. You know, Mr. Mayor, I love you very much.
You know, Mrs. Williams, that goes double. Well, come on now. Let's get on back in the house.
I demand that you tell me where my daughter is.
I'm sorry, I can't do that, Mrs. Miller.
You know, don't you?
Yes, I know.
Mayor, this is a very serious thing. You're stepping out of bounds. Don't you understand that this girl's life is at stake?
Yes, I do understand that, Milton.
If anything happens to her, you'll be the murderer. She never wanted to marry Tom Williams anyway, but you said to let her do it. Now he's dead. And it looks like you're trying to kill her, too.
Oh, now, see here, I'm just as fond of Janie as any of you are. She feels she wants to take the risk. She thinks you're wrong and that she can have the baby.
But do you think she knows more than the doctor?
I think sometimes the human heart's capable of surprising even a doctor.
Yep.
I've seen cases given up as lost before when a patient went through sheer willpower, was able to fight his way through. With the help of God, maybe. I don't know. Janie is determined to have this child. It's my belief she will.
Mayor, I'm frankly surprised at you. I'm this girl's physician. This is completely against my orders.
All right, Milton, but you listen to me for a minute now. The thought of that baby is all that's carried Janie through this far. If she lost it now, I think it'd kill her. She knows the risk she's taking, and she says it's worth it. Who are you to say that it isn't? You were a mother. You were a doctor. What right have you to evaluate what Janie's baby's worth to her? You have no right whatever to deprive her of the right to fight.
Is she being attended? Cared for?
She has the best of care. Now, when you're needed, I'll take you to her. If there's the slightest cause for alarm, you'll be called immediately.
But why can't I be with her? I'm her mother. My place is with her.
Well, she doesn't want you. Mrs. Miller, she doesn't want anyone. When she sees that you're worried, it worries her, and that just sets her back.
Well, you've taken a great deal upon yourself, Mayor.
I know. I know.
And I take great exception to your entire attitude toward this matter, sir. In the future, I'd be grateful if you consulted some other physician.
Oh, I don't want anyone else. You've mended me up all my life, Milton. Don't you understand why I'm doing this? Don't you understand what it means to this girl?
I only understand that you're taking a human life in your hands. Here we go, Mrs. Miller. There's obviously nothing to be gained from talking any longer.
Oh, see here, Milton. Don't be pig-headed.
Mayor, you've let your heart rule your head. You've no right to do that under the circumstances. I'm sorry for Janie, so is her mother. The facts must be faced. You don't gamble with a human life.
Oh, this isn't a gamble. It's more of a prayer.
And I ask you once more, will you tell us where he is?
No.
Well, good night, Mr. Mayor.
Milton, don't go like this.
Come, Mrs. Miller.
Good night, Mayor.
Good night, Dr. Case. Mrs. Miller. Good night.
We'll hear more about the mayor's problem with Janie in just a moment. Well, it seems we made a big hit with you ladies when we introduced the new Rinso. We've got more pats on the back from friends everywhere. Letters, calls, telling us how much they like Rinso. Take, for instance, Mrs. Gordon Tuthill, who lives in Jackson Heights, Long Island. She wrote us a swell letter that said,
I have three children, two boys and a girl, and I bet they hold the world's record for being live wires.
And I'll bet there are lots of mothers who will challenge that record.
When kids are as active as mine, they're bound to get their clothes pretty dirty. You'd think that wash day would get me down.
It does a lot of women.
Well, it used to, but when I heard you talk about the new Rinso, I decided to give it a try.
Good idea.
Well, believe me, for my money, it's wonderful. It gets out so much more dirt. And I know now what your Bob White means when he says Rinso White. That's what I call white.
Yes, and plenty of women will agree with Mrs. Tuthill. You will, too, the first time you try it. And I hope that'll be next wash day. Yes, you're bound to say the new Rinso is the best Rinso we've ever made. Oh, by the way, I'll have some grand news for you at the close of the program, so be sure to stay tuned in. And now back to Lionel Barrymore as the mayor of the town.
To see my daughter, Mayor. It's been months now. My place is with her.
I know, Mrs. Miller, I know. I'll talk to Janie again about it.
After all, she's very young and she needs me with her.
I'll talk to her. In the meantime, let me assure you that she's very well. Marilla's with her and I've seen her almost every day.
But you will ask her?
Yes, Mrs. Miller, I'll ask her.
If she says no, I'll try to understand. I realize how hard she's fighting. I realize how hard it is for her.
Yeah, I'll see what she says. Janie, your mother's very worried. Won't you let her come out now?
No, I just can't. She'll come out and be worried. It'll just be upsetting for both of us. I have to fight this out in my own way. I don't want anyone with me who's going to think that I might not come through this all right.
Oh, but I'd like you to see your mother, Janie. This is pretty hard on her.
I'm sorry, but I just can't. I've got to be selfish about this. I have no strength or faith to share. I need to go home by myself.
Well, all right, Janie. All right. I have another letter for you, though, from her. Shall I bring it over? Right away. Goodbye, Mrs. Miller.
I don't pray to you often, Anne, but I need your help.
It's going to be all right, isn't it? It's got to be all right. If you hadn't died, if you'd have been in here to say... Well, you'd have said it was all right, wouldn't you, Anne? You always wanted a son. You'd have known how she felt, wouldn't you? And I just couldn't turn it down. Hello? I'll be right there, Marilla. Goodbye. Hello. Hello, operator. Get me Dr. Case.
Hello? Come in.
Oh, good, Bill. Come on, we gotta hurry.
Where are we going?
Out to Windy Point. Come on. Just a minute. I'll have to get that.
Hello?
Hello, Mayor.
We're leaving for Windy Point now, Judge. We're really just home.
Mayor, listen to me. I just had a phone call from Tom. He's flying out immediately.
From Tom? You mean your son, Tom?
Yes. He drifted for days in an open boat after his ship went down in the Solomons. He was picked up by a British ship and was all this time getting back.
Oh, thank God for that.
In God's name, man, come on.
You bring him out when he comes, Judge?
The very moment he arrives.
All right, goodbye.
Come on, let's go.
You've been walking for hours.
How still it is. It seems that we've been here for weeks.
We could just do something. It's so awful to be here like this and not be able to help.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, gee, I've been dreaming for weeks how she'd look when I came home. I thought she'd be down at the depot in that funny red hat she used to wear. And she'd be laughing. Somehow I was always sure she'd be laughing when I came home. Mayor, she won't die, will she? She can't, not when I fought my way halfway around the world to get back to her.
Dr. Case said she couldn't have this baby and live. But she wouldn't listen to the doctor. She wouldn't listen to any of us, except the mayor.
You let her do this when you knew it might mean her life?
I couldn't refuse it, Tom. I don't see how anyone could have listened to her and refused it.
Yes, of course.
How is she?
I don't know yet.
It's so still in there. Here, I'll carry that.
Suppose she dies, Mayor.
We won't think about that.
Oh, what else is there to think about?
A little girl who used to set her dolls and teacups on the front porch. A young lady who always liked to be doing things. Who tore headlong and eagerly into everything she did. And who always landed right side up somehow.
I just can't imagine living without her. Seems as though she's always been a part of me. I keep seeing her in a pink dress she wore when I took her to her first formal, in the blue slack she used to wear in the summer, in the dress she wore the day we were married. Nights on the ship, I used to think about all those things. I used to add them up and count them over. I can lose her. There just can't be an end to everything you love. Jeannie was always so alive. She was always running or laughing.
Tom, now, son, sit down. You've got to be rational about this thing.
Sure. It's easy for you to say that. It isn't your wife that's in there.
No, but if it were, and she'd put up the fight Janie has put up, I think I'd be rooting for her to win. And I think I'd be praying.
But she's so young to go through this. She wasn't old enough.
She was old enough to be in love. You're old enough to see Tom off to war and face that message, dead or missing in the Coral Seas. Yes, so she was old enough for that.
You're right, Mayor. I'm sorry. I guess you'll just have to make allowances. This is kind of a new experience for me. Mayor!
She's done it. By the Lord Harry, she's done it.
Doctor, is she...
She's going to be all right. She had a bad time, but she's going to be all right. And she had a healthy 5.5-pound son.
Oh, gee, I feel like crying.
Go ahead, Ann. She's been waiting for you for a long time. Go ahead, Tom. I told you were here, but just stay a moment. She's very weak. Give her my love, Tom, and tell her nice work.
Of course I will. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Doctor.
Well, Mr. Mayor, God was with you.
We can all be very grateful.
Oh, I knew Jenny had come through.
Here, Mrs. Miller, hand me the smelling salts on that table. Come now, Mayor.
Oh, I...
Let's take a deep whiff. We never lost a father yet, much less a godfather.
The mayor is coming back in just a moment. But now for that news I promised you. I've told you about our new soapy rich Rinso, how it gets out more dirt, how it gives longer lasting suds that'll make your eyes pop, and how it's the best Rinso we've ever made. Well, now, to be perfectly frank, we're so anxious to have you all try it that we're making a marvelous offer to make sure you will. Now, here's what it is. For a limited time only and in the United States only, we'll send you 6 beautiful greeting cards plus envelopes. 3 for birthdays, 1 for convalescence, 1 for baby congratulations, and 1 for that special anniversary. Plus, a compact 16-page reminder booklet in calendar form in which you can jot down birthdays, anniversaries, and other important personal dates. Remember, it's a special introductory offer, just so you'll try the new Soapy Rich Rinso. So, get a package tomorrow, and then send 10 cents in the opening tab of a Rinso box to Lionel Barrymore, Box 52, New York City. Send for as many sets as you like, but be sure to enclose 10 cents and the opening tab of a Rinso box for each set. That address is Lionel Barrymore, Box 52, New York City. And now... here's Mr. Barrymore.
Well, there's no use beating around the bush. We all know how the war has to be fought. With men and with money. You've been asked time and again to buy war bonds, and you've been buying them because, of course, you want to help to pay your share for victory. And as we all know, you'll get your money back with a darn fight rate of interest. Now we're going to pay a 5% victory tax on all income over and above $624 yearly. That's to help pay for the war, too, because victory doesn't come cheap. Now, I'm not going to try to explain all the technical details of the victory tax. I'm just going to make an earnest request of you not to cut down on your war bond purchases because of this tax. You'll be rendering your country a service, a truly great service, if you continue to buy war bonds even more than you have been buying. You'll be making an investment that will increase by 1/3 in 10 years. Remember, victory will be expensive, but it's cheap at any price. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight the makers of Spry present an event in radio, a thrilling half hour of Aunt Jenny's Real Life Stories, the famous daytime program that's heard and loved by millions. This is the first time in history for a full 30-minute presentation of this brilliant daytime show. Don't miss it. Tonight's story, Stout Fella, will follow immediately, so stay tuned to this station. Mr. Barrymore appears through, as the mayor of the town, through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Our script was written by Miss Jean Holloway. All names and places referred to are fictitious. This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Rinso, bidding you all good night.
It's no use saying this overtime is too much, Bill. Hundreds of men do it and feel okay. Maybe you're vitamin deficient. That's why you're all in and jittery, low in resistance to colds. Try Vims.
Vims? You mean those new vitamin mineral tablets?
Nothing else but. Vims match the 6 vitamin formula doctors endorse. Give you 3 minerals, too. Get that Vims feeling. Just remember, it's VI for vitamins, double MS for minerals. Vims.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.